Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim Amar by Avram Goldar and today Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Hey, the fourth parak Echad Dinim Amonos. The Zichu Masechet Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Binyamin ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah Daf Lamed Beis Hamanav taught that although din nefashos can be concluded for acquittal that same day, a defendant can only be convicted on the following day. Therefore, they cannot be judged on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontov. The Gemara explains why. They cannot give a verdict on Friday since they may decide to convict and will be required to delay the judgment overnight. They cannot convict and execute him on Shabbos because execution does not override Shabbos, as the Gemara will explain. They cannot execute him on Moshe Shabbos because executions are only performed by day. If they would delay his execution to Sunday, nimsa ata ma'anas dino, it emerges you're causing him anguish in delaying his judgment, which is prohibited. They cannot judge him on Friday and reach a verdict on Sunday because the judges may forget their arguments from Friday. Although every judge's initial position and reason is recorded, nehida babhuma kasvin, although their words are recorded, libe de inche, the full reasoning of a person's heart is not recorded and may be forgotten. Point number two, Reish Lakish asks Rabbi Yochanan, utehek furus mace mitzvah docha Shabbos makava chomer. The burial of a mace mitzvah, a dead body with no one to bury it, should override Shabbos prohibitions based on the kava chomer. Avoda, service of a karbanis, overrides Shabbos. For example, that day's karbanis are brought on Shabbos, yet bearing a mace mitzvah overrides avoda. The superfluous word uachoso, written by Nazir, teaches that even a kohen gadol who is a Nazir, who is going to shecht his karban pesach, must become tameh to bury a mace mitzvah, disqualifying him from bringing his karban pesach. Therefore, Shabbos, which is overridden by avoda, should certainly be overridden by the requirement to bury a mace mitzvah. Rabbi Yochanan answered, Ritzicha tochiach, the mitzvah of execution proves that this reasoning is incorrect. Shedorches avoda ve'en edorches haShabbos, because it overrides avoda, yet it does not override Shabbos. The Torah teaches that a kohen who murdered someone who is prepared to do avoda is taken from the mizbech for judgment. Still, execution does not override Shabbos, as the Gemara will explain. Therefore, bearing a mace mitzvah also does not override Shabbos, despite overriding avoda. And point number three, the Gemara challenges Rabbi Yochanan's statement that execution does not override Shabbos because the Kava Chomer should prove that it does. If Havoda, which is able to override Shabbos, is still overridden by Ratzicha, then Shabbos, which is overridden by Havoda, should certainly be overridden by Ratzicha. Rava quotes a brisa from Yishmael's yeshiva about the pasuk Osavaru Eish, you shall not kindle a fire on Shabbos, which uses the term Moshavos, in all your dwellings, which usually teaches to apply Allah even outside Eretz Yisrael. But since Shabbos is a chovos haguf, a personal obligation, it applies everywhere anyway. Why did the Braisa need to write Moshavos? The Braisa answers that we would not know if the mitzvah of execution applies even on Shabbos and the prohibition of Shabbos only applies to other malachas, or if Shabbos prohibits even execution and it can only be performed during the week. To this, the Torah said, you shall not kindle a fire in all your moshavos, dwellings, a term which is also used regarding based in teaching that even executions are prohibited on Shabbos. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Mishnah Daf Lamed Beis Hamanav taught that although dinin nefashos can be concluded for acquittal that same day, a defendant can only be convicted on the following day. Therefore, they cannot be judged on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontov. The Gemara explains why. They cannot give a verdict on Friday since they may decide to convict and will be required to delay the judgment overnight. They cannot convict and execute him on Shabbos because execution does not override Shabbos, as the Gemara will explain. They cannot execute him on Moshe Shabbos because executions are only performed by day. If they would delay his execution to Sunday, nimsa ata ma'anas dino, it emerges you're causing him anguish in delaying his judgment, which is prohibited. They cannot judge him on Friday and reach a verdict on Sunday because the judges may forget their arguments from Friday. Although every judge's initial position and reason is recorded, nehida babhuma kasvin, although their words are recorded, libe de inche, the full reasoning of a person's heart is not recorded and may be forgotten. Point number two, Reish Lakish asks Rabbi Yochanan, utehek furus mace mitzvah docha Shabbos makava chomer. The burial of a mace mitzvah, a dead body with no one to bury it, should override Shabbos prohibitions based on the kava chomer. Avoda, service of a karbanis, overrides Shabbos. For example, that day's karbanis are brought on Shabbos, yet bearing a mace mitzvah overrides avoda. The superfluous word uachoso, written by Nazir, teaches that even a Kohen Gadol who is a Nazir, who is going to shecht his Karban Pesach, must become tameh to bury meis mitzvah, disqualifying him from bringing his Karban Pesach. Therefore, Shabbos, which is overridden by Avoda, should certainly be overridden by the requirement to bury meis mitzvah. Rabbi Yochanan answered, Ritzicha tochiach, the mitzvah of execution proves that this reasoning is incorrect, shedorches avoda v'ena dorches haShabbos, because it overrides avoda, yet it does not override Shabbos. The Torah teaches that a Kohen who murdered someone who is prepared to do avoda is taken from the Mizbech for judgment. Still, execution does not override Shabbos, as the Gemara will explain. Therefore, bearing a meis mitzvah also does not override Shabbos, despite overriding avoda. And point number three, the Gemara challenges Rabbi Yochanan's statement that execution does not override Shabbos because the Kal Vachomer should prove that it does. If Avoda, which is able to override Shabbos, is still overridden by Ritzicha, then Shabbos, which is overridden by Avoda, should certainly be overridden by Ritzicha. Rava quotes a brisa from Yishmael's yeshiva about the pasuk Osavaru Eish, you shall not kindle a fire on Shabbos, which uses the term Moshavos, in all your dwellings, which usually teaches to apply Allah even outside Eretz Yisrael. But since Shabbos is a chovos haguf, a personal obligation, it applies everywhere anyway. Why did the Braisa need to write Moshavos? The Braisa answers that we would not know if the mitzvah of execution applies even on Shabbos and the prohibition of Shabbos only applies to other malachas, or if Shabbos prohibits even execution and it can only be performed during the week. To this, the Torah said, you shall not kindle a fire in all your moshavos, dwellings, a term which is also used regarding based in teaching that even executions are prohibited on Shabbos. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Lamed Hey, and our standard Siman is a children's choir singing la, la, la. So here goes. The judge conducting the children's choir Erev Shabbos, since he was off from work because Din and Nefashos cases cannot be judged then, had the boy sing the uplifting Not Docha Shabbos song as one boy lay on the ground pretending to be a meis mitzvah, while another boy behind bars waiting to be executed sang the Lo Savaru Esh B'chol Moshvosechem stanza as a solo. Once again, slow motion. The judge conducting the children's choir, that must be on Daf Lamed Hey. La, la, la. The judge conducting the children's choir Erev Shabbos, since he was off from work, because Din and Nefashos cases cannot be judged then, which reminds us, Din and Nefashos cases cannot be judged on Erev Shabbos because of the Halanas Din requirement, the requirement to delay the judgment overnight. So the judge conducting the children's choir Erev Shabbos, since he was off from work, because Din and Nefashos cases cannot be judged then, had the boy sing the uplifting Not Docha Shabbos song, as one boy lay on the ground pretending to be a meis mitzvah, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses why bearing a meis mitzvah is not Docha Shabbos, despite a Kal Vachomer that it should. So the judge conducting the children's choir Erev Shabbos, since he was off from work, because Din and Nefashos cases cannot be judged then, had the boy sing the uplifting Not Docha Shabbos song, as one boy lay on the ground pretending to be a meis mitzvah, while another boy behind bars waiting to be executed sang the Lo Savaru Esh B'chol Moshvosechem stanza as a solo. Which reminds us that we learned that the source that Mises Basin is not carried out on Shabbos is learned from the pasuk Lo Savaru Esh B'chol Moshvosechem, you shall not kindle a fire in all your dwellings. So once again, the judge conducting the children's choir Erev Shabbos, since he was off from work, because Din and Nefashos cases cannot be judged then, had the boy sing the uplifting Not Docha Shabbos song, as one boy lay on the ground pretending to be a meis mitzvah, while another boy behind bars waiting to be executed sang the Lo Savaru Esh B'chol Moshvosechem stanza as a solo. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Chazara. Daf Lamed Aleph. So the Siman Daf Lamed Aleph relates to the law, and we use a judge for the Siman. So here goes. The judge, that must be on Daf Lamed Aleph, the law. The judge who accepted the edus of two witnesses, one saying the loan was black coins and one saying white, which reminds us, on the previous Daf, Rav Yehuda said that if Edim contradict each other during questioning, the testimony is still valid for Dinim Mamonos. Rava said this is reasonable where the witnesses disagreed if the loan money was in a black or white purse, which is a peripheral detail, but if the contradiction was about a central detail, meaning whether he lent a black mana, meaning old coins, or white mana, new coins, their edus is incompatible. The Nardin say, Afil echod omer mana shachor, v'echod omer mana lavan, even one says the woman was a black mana, and one says it was a white mana, mitstarfim, they can be combined. So the judge who accepted the edus of two witnesses, one saying the loan was black coins and one saying white, refused to allow the litigant to present his evidence after the deadline, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Kozman shemei b'raya, so serves a din. Whenever one brings evidence to prove his claim, he can overturn the ruling. If Beijing gave the litigant 30 days to produce any evidence which he has, and he brings it in after 30 days, the Tanakama holds the proof is not accepted. Ramesh Mangamwiyo says, what should this person do if he couldn't find the evidence during the 30 days, and he found it after the 30 days? Rather, the proof is accepted. So the judge who accepted the aedis of two witnesses, one saying the loan was black coins and one saying white, refused to allow the litigant to present his evidence after the deadline. And even though the other litigant wanted to go to the place of Vod for judgment, he forced them to stay local and be judged there, which reminds us. Ryokhanan said, Atokev is a chavero bedin. If one litigant is being difficult with his fellow litigant in court and wants the case to be judged locally, and his counterpart says, Nelech l'makom avad, let us go to the place of assembly, Al Talmid Chachamim, to judge the case, hoping he would be embarrassed, be difficult in their presence, we force him to travel there. Rebbe Elazar asks, Rebbe, if someone is owed a mana, should he spend a mana on traveling expenses to collect the mana? Rather, Kofi Nosova Dumbi Iro, we force the other party to litigate the case in his own city. Rav Safa ruled the same way and added that if something needs to be asked of the superior basin, they send the question to them. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we discuss whether a mumer who eats nevela hachis is disqualified from giving edus? That's on Daf Lamed Beis. So the symbol for Daf Lamed Beis is a lab. So here goes. The scientist in the lab, that must be more on Daf Lamed Beis. The scientist in the lab who just got a canceled order for his Drishva Chakira question generator from the basin of three, Shulatino Delos, Bifnei Lovim, which reminds us, Drishva Chakira were rabbinically waived for monetary cases, Shulatino Delos, Bifnei Lovim, in order not to close the door before borrowers. So, the scientist in the lab who just got a canceled order for his Drishva Chakira question generator from the basin of three, Shulatino Delos, Bifnei Lovim, installed a new Tzedek Tzedek Tirdo feature with a simulation of two ships in a narrow canal, which reminds us, Ravashi explains that the double lashon of Tzedek Tzedek Tirdo teaches to equally pursue din, justice, and pshar, compromise. This is illustrated by a brice about two ships or camels which meet in a narrow passage, which gives guidelines for determining which makes way for the other. So the scientist in the lab who just got a canceled order for his Drishva Chakira question generator from the basin of three, Shulatino Delos, Bifnei Lovin, installed a new Tzedek Tzedek Tirdo feature with a simulation of two ships in a narrow canal, and a posting l'schus reminder for Din Nefashos cases to tell the defendant, if you didn't commit the murder, do not be afraid. Which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that although Dinim Mamonos are opened, Bein l'schus, Bein l'chova, either for exemption or for liability, Din Nefashos are open l'schus for acquittal. The Gemara asks what we say to open for acquittal. Many answers are given. Abai and Rava say we tell the defendant, if you didn't kill someone, do not be afraid. Daf Lamed Gimel. So the simmer Daf Lamed Gimel is a peg-leg pirate. So here goes. When the young pirate pointed out to the peg-leg pirate, that must be more Daf Lamed Gimel. When the young pirate pointed out to the peg-leg pirate judge that his ruling was reversed by a pirate judge much greater than he, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses reversing a ruling in Dinei Mamonos cases. Rav Nachman says, one can, in a case where the judge is gadol menu b'chochum u'b'minyan, greater than the first in wisdom and number. Rav Sheshe says that it's reversed if the judge was tabadvar mishnah, but not if it was a mistake in shikla das. So when the young pirate pointed out to the peg-leg pirate judge that his ruling was reversed by a pirate judge much greater than he, and the peg-leg judge responded that it's too late because he already took the money from one litigant and handed it to the other, which reminds us, Rav Chisda answered that the Mishnah in Bechoros, where the decision cannot be reversed, is Shanatova Nasim Biyad, where the judge took the payment from one party and gave it by hand to the other party. A verdict executed by the judge, albeit erroneous, cannot be reversed. So when the young pirate pointed out to the peg-leg pirate judge that his ruling was reversed by a pirate judge much greater than he, and the peg-leg judge responded that it's too late because he already took the money from one litigant and handed it to the other, they both were almost knocked down over by a pirate running to present a schus for the man about to walk the plank, which reminds us, a brisa sources the Mishnah's ruling that if one was convicted for the death penalty and someone said, Yesh li lamed alav schus, I have what to argue in favor of his acquittal, we return to Beis Din to hear the argument because the pasuk says, Naki al taharog, do not kill an innocent person, meaning one who was initially convicted. However, if one was acquitted and someone said, I have an argument to convict him, we do not return to hear the argument because the pasuk says, Tzadik al taharog, do not kill a righteous person, meaning someone initially found righteous. Daf Lamed Daled. So the simmer Daf Lamed Daled is a ladder. So here goes. The judge who was climbing a ladder? That must be more in Daf Lamed Daled. The judge who was climbing a ladder to get to Beis Din to retract his acquittal at the time of Gemar Din, which reminds us, one who is Melamed Chus can revert to be Melamed Chove at the Gemar Din. So the judge who was climbing a ladder to get to Beis Din to retract his acquittal at the time of Gmar Din found two scribes on two ladders writing the judge's opinions to prevent one reason from two psukim, which reminds us two judges who give the same reason based on different psukim are counted as one. Abai explains that the pasuk Achaz Dibre Elokim Shtaim Zo Shemati, one thing Hashem has spoken, but these two I have heard, teaches Mikra Echad Yotzu L'Kama Tamim. One pasuk can impart many teachings. Vein Tam Echad Yotzu Mekama Mikros, but one teaching cannot be imparted from many psukim. So the judge who was climbing a ladder to get to Beis Din to retract his acquittal at the time of Gmar Din found two scribes on two ladders writing the judge's opinions to prevent one reason from two psukim, and heard them all being told to hurry because, unlike a monetary case, Din and Nefashos must be finalized by day, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Machlokas if Din and Mamonos must be concluded at night. Din and Nefashos are tried and concluded only by day, based on the pasuk V'hoka Asam Hashem Neged Hashemesh, and hang them before Hashem against the sun. All right, so now it's time to conclude with a pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we learn that two dayanim who give the same reason based on different psukim are counted as one? That's on daf Lamed Daled. Good number two, which daf do you discuss the source that Mises is based in is not carried out on Shabbos? That's on daf Lamed Hey. Good number three, which daf do you learn how Din and Nefashos cases are open with Schus? That's on daf Lamed Beis. Good number four, which daf do the Machlokas of 80 must testify together? That's on daf Lamed. Good number five, which daf do you learn a verdict can be reversed in Dinim Mamonos cases if a judge is greater b'minyan u'b'chachma? That's on daf Lamed Gimel. Good number six, which daf do you learn why bearing a mace mitzvah is not docha Shabbos despite a kal v'chomer that it should? That's on daf Lamed Hey. Good number seven, which daf do we learn how the dayanim intimidate the edim in a Dine Mamonos case? That's on daf Chavtes. Good number eight, which daf do we learn Dine Nefashos cases cannot be judged on Erev Shabbos because of the Halanas Din requirement, the requirement to delay the judgment overnight? That's on daf Lamed Hey. Good number nine, which daf do we learn that one who is Melamed Schus can revert to be Melamed Chove at the Gemar Din? That's on daf Lamedal. Good. And number 10, which stuff do you learn that Drisha and Chakir were rabbinically waived for monetary cases? Shalotino Delos Bifnei Lovin. That's on daf Lamed Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.